Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Cabanosin, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. You've heard about launching your home-based empire from your home office, garage, or basement, but how about building that empire from your kitchen?
Lorena Seo started making healthy meals out of her home for friends and family after her father was facing serious health concerns.
Lorraine then launched Fresh and Lean, the largest organic, ready-to-eat meal delivery service in the nation when she was only 18.
She pushed herself to shatter people's initial ideas that Lorraine didn't know what she was doing simply because she was a young upstart businesswoman.
Thanks to her blood, sweat, and tears, Fresh and Lean has bootstrapped its way to eight-figure revenues and is highly profitable.
She has a motivating startup story to share that our listeners can gain value from in their own endeavors.
So greetings, Lorraine Seo. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our listeners.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, thanks for coming on our show.
So you're connecting in from beautiful Southern California, Orange County.
It is very sunny over here.
Lovely.
Yeah, you live in a beautiful part of Newport Beach in California. So that must be kind of motivating to run a business from that neck of the woods.
Absolutely. And it also is really nice to go home. So that's a big thing for me. I lived in Los Angeles for a long time. And after working really long hours, it was always kind of stressful to go back home, but there was still traffic and all of that stuff. So it was really important to me to find a location where after a long, hard day at work, putting in all the hours, I could go home and relax and just feel really good about my surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you got enough land around you to have some horses too.
I do, yeah. I do. I have two horses and two goats, so it's all good.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for connecting in.
Well, let's learn a little about Fresh and Lean. Lorraine, what is your business's profitable niche in the food industry?
So we are a direct-to-consumer meal delivery service. Everything we do is organic, it's fresh, it's made in-house by our culinary team, and then shipped directly to your door.
Hmm. Cool. Well, you know, you certainly started young, Maureen, at only 18 when launching the business. Did you always want to start your own business?
I did. You know, entrepreneurship was something that was always in our family, from my father to his father to, you know, my great-grandfather. And so that's always, I feel like, kind of been in the blood. So growing up, business was always a topic of conversation. It was always something that I was really interested in. And from the beginning, I wanted to, originally I wanted to go into fashion and start my own line of sustainable clothing. And then when everything happened with my father and this kind of came up, it was just a very natural way to go. But definitely business and being an entrepreneur has always been a thought of mine.
So you thought about some different things, but one of the common things I found is people just enjoy, if they're entrepreneurs, just enjoy running a business. It doesn't matter specifically what that business is. It's more the fact that you're running your own show is for yourself instead of fashion or whatever. It turned out to be, in food, in a profitable food niche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just one of those things where it would be really difficult for me, or even people like me who, like you said, love just running a business, not only being your own boss, but making your own decisions, but also having that that creativity and that leeway, being a leader, all of those things kind of go hand in hand. And it's really great to be able to create and, you know, run businesses and just really see them grow. And that's been a huge, huge thing for me.
You know, I like that term you just use, leader. And a lot of people think, you know, leader, you know, as a business owner, but even if somebody doesn't work for you, whatever, I mean, it takes high levels of leadership, which you've learned at an early age, because leadership comes down to influence. And so sometimes that even becomes tougher when you're trying to get people who might not be direct employees, but you need them in your business. You got to be able to lead them. And it sounds like, you know, you've learned those lessons early.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those things that was a struggle. I mean, starting on not having a lot of capital at the beginning to have a lot of employees and then slowly growing and growing. And right now, we're just shy of 200 employees, and that ranges from a bunch of different departments, from fulfillment to kitchen to production, and then our office admin team. So it has been a huge learning and growing experience for myself in having all of these different employees and managing them and just being the best leader that I can be. And then they teach me so much as well on a daily basis, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, or we wouldn't be able to be where we are as a company. So to me, my employees are a huge, huge concern of mine. And I want to make sure that, you know, I do a good job for them, and in return, they do a good job for us.
And it sounds like you learn from them too.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot.
So trial and error is important. Laureen, what is the most important lesson you have learned on your journey?
That's a tough one, because there's been so many, but I think one constant thing that keeps coming up, and it sounds a little bit cliche, but it's really never give up. And you know, there's always something that's going to go wrong, but it's most important to focus on the solution and not the problem at hand. And I think that's something that I still deal with on a daily basis. It's something that I talk to a lot of people about, because we have a tendency to really focus on the problem when something happens. But the problem is the problem. And so the biggest thing is to find the solution. And I feel that on a daily basis, I'm just a problem solver that's a little bit glorified at this point. Because in the world of production and manufacturing, and I mean, you could be in any business, if you're relying on people, whether it's humans, machines, you know, whatever it is, something is always going to go wrong. So the key is to, you know, focus on the bigger picture, how to get it solved. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have to do what we have to do to get it done, because in our industry, our consumers rely on us for their food, and we have no other choice but to get it to them. And if we didn't, we wouldn't have a business. So I think for me, it's just consistently realizing that it's okay that things go wrong, you know, not letting it discourage, not giving up on your dream and your journey, and just kind of moving forward no matter what it takes.
It sounds like you kind of learned the lesson that every day you're going to wake up and it's going to be a new challenge or a new Absolutely. Problem, and you can't focus on that problem. You got to be focused on what's the solution.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And especially because, you know, the problem's not going to fix itself if you just focus on the problem. And so that's a big thing. And that's what I preach to my management team and that kind of thing, because every day there's going to be something, and you have two options. You can let those problems bring you down, or you can overcome them and you can become stronger. And ultimately, whatever that issue is, whether a mistake was made by someone or me, you know, no one's perfect. We all make mistakes, but the key is to learn from those mistakes, make sure that you become stronger and that they don't happen again. And then from there, you know, the company can persevere and we can persevere as people as well.
Well, you've also learned sometimes problems could be indicators of like changes in processes that you need to make in the business to help it, you know, run better. It's not just fixing a short-term problem, but that could lead to strategically better processes, so you know your business works better over the long term.
Absolutely, yeah, and checks and balances. I mean, it's a huge thing that when we rely on vendors and things like that, I mean, think we have a tendency to think that they have it all figured out, or you know, oh, it's okay, this person has it, but then it turns out that they don't. So you're absolutely right. I think you know, creating those processes and fine tuning things also is a result of finding where, you know, the problems may lay.
Well, you know, mentors and advisors are critical in startup success. Laureen, who or what has influenced you the most?
A couple people, but I would say my father is probably number one. I mean, he is the reason why we are here today. I think that, you know, obviously for a negative reason, but also for a positive reason. He's always been a mentor to me my whole entire life. And I, you know, am forever grateful for the opportunity. And unfortunately, even though he had to suffer from health issues, we ended up being able to turn that negative into a positive and bring so much good to so many other people. So he's been huge for me throughout the years. And there's been also other key people that I lean on that have been really, really instrumental in the success. But I would say definitely my dad is a huge one for me.
It sounds like your business tied in with a life experience too. And that seems to be a common thread in a lot of entrepreneurs who have found success, is that they've had some kind of an experience or some kind of tie into the business that they started, and that laid a foundation for future success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, for me, even though it is family, family ties into the blood of the company. I mean, it started with family. I now, you know, view my employees as family. We view the customers as family. We care about their journeys. And so for us, family plays a huge role in not only what we do, but what we continue to do. And I think it ties into the mission of the company, which is ultimately redefining fast food, making healthy eating accessible to as many people as possible, no matter if it's for convenience, if it's for health reasons, if it's because you're an athlete, if you're a mom or a professional, it does not matter. Food is fuel. And our biggest goal is, again, redefining fast food and making sure that everyone has access to proper nutrition.
Well, that's a good way that you've dug into the mission of what you're doing. A lot of people get wrapped around something like a shiny object and say it's food the business you're in, but you're in the business of delivering it and mm-hmm. providing a different a way of consuming that product, and that's the niche you focused on, and you understand that mission, and it's been profitable for you.
Yeah, and you know, we're in the convenience business, with Amazon, you know, and everything. People want it now, they want it fast, and they want to be able to eat it quickly. And so with our mission of redefining that fast food aspect of things, I mean, what we offer is fast food at the core of it. It's a ready-to-eat meal that you can eat within 3 minutes of receiving it. And that's the biggest thing, is just changing the mindset and knowing that as a society, you know, we want prime delivery, we want it tomorrow. And we're super up, you know, with that. And at first, when this whole thing first started, we thought we were selling health. And then the fact is that we're not. We're selling health as an addition. It's great, but we're really selling convenience. And that goes with kind of like the trends that we're seeing as a society right now.
Everybody wants it yesterday.
Yeah.
Lorraine, what marketing proved beneficial to your startup?
At the beginning, because we didn't have a lot of funding and all of that kind of thing, and it was a homegrown type of business, we focused a lot on SEO and organic search placement within, you know, internet rankings and things like that. A lot of guerrilla style marketing. Mm-hmm. When we went out, we did a lot of presentations within, you know, gyms and doctor's offices, just anywhere that we could get people to try the meals and really talk about it. As we grew, we're able to diversify our marketing efforts through social media and influencers and campaigns and things like that. So it's been really great, and we've been really fortunate. But at the beginning, we really focused on SEO and internet marketing.
Well, you know, larger business models like you have could require a lot of business capital to get started up. Lorraine, how did you leverage the funding that you needed, you know, to get your business launched?
Well, it was very tough because we have never gone out to raise any money. We've never gotten any outside capital. Everything that we've done has been through our own growth and our own, you know, struggles. So I will say that it was very, very difficult for a lot of years. You know, especially as a business owner, you worry about the people that you bring on board. You worry about growing your business, making sure that there is a tomorrow, making sure that there's food on the table for your employees and all of those things. So all of those things come to mind. So we just were really smart about, or tried to be very smart about how we went about it. We took tremendous risks, and they didn't always pay off. And most of the time they did, and we got very lucky, and we were very fortunate. But I will say that it was hard. We were in the trenches for a long time, making sure that we would make it. And I think that it just gives us a new level, at least for me, of appreciation of now that we are profitable. We've grown tremendously, and we still own 100% of the business. And I think one of the big things right now is you see all these companies raising so much money, which is amazing for them if that's, you know, the way that you want to do it. But to me, it's a little bit scary because, you know, you're bringing on a lot of money, which you have to spend.
That always comes with strings attached to it, you know, raising yeah. lots of money. Mm-hmm.
It does. And it also adds an extra stress because you have to spend the money. You have extra overhead. You're putting a lot of funding into, you know, whether it's your cost of customer acquisition or whatever the case may be. And then you have to make sure that the revenue matches what you're spending so you can pay back and you can be positive. So it's just a whole other world. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of really intense raises out there, which again is great for those companies. Not the way that we wanted to go, but that's basically how, you know, we approached it.
Yeah, if you can keep it all self-funded and 100% owned, that's definitely the preferable course to take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lorraine, what advice would
Sorry you about that. Your,
oh, Hold you're on good. One
second.
Okay.
No, he can stay, but can you just close the door? I have a huge dog, and he just opened my door.
Got a dog.
Well, at least it's not the horse, you know?
I know. I apologize about that.
That's all right.
No biggie. Lorraine, what advice would you give to your younger self or someone else who's just starting out?
I would say always believe in why you started, always believe in your mission. And there's always people that are going to be there to, you know, say something negative because they may not understand what you're doing or understand the vision, but don't focus on that. I know that when I was going through it, I would get a lot of people coming in and trying to tell me how I should do certain things or what I should do. A lot of it was because I was younger and I was starting out. But I always, you know, stayed true and stuck to my guns and said, no, you know, this is what I'm doing. This is the mission and this is what I'm going to follow. And I'm, you know, glad that I did. And I think that's a big thing. It's just really believing in what you're doing. I do think that people are capable of anything that they put their minds to. It's just about really pushing yourself, and there are going to be the struggles. It is going to be very, very difficult, but it's okay. You know, not only is it character building, but it doesn't mean that you can't do it. And that's my biggest thing. And even, you know, with employees here, when they have, you know, tough tasks ahead of them, that's the big thing that I tell them is, you know, you are capable of so much, and we are capable of so much as humans, and we underestimate ourselves. And that's a big thing for me is, you know, don't underestimate what you're capable of.
Well, you sound like a battle hardened business veteran in their 40s, sort of a young millennial entrepreneur, but you've learned a lot of good lessons and apply those in your business every day.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I do feel like I'm 40. But, you know, doing this for 10 years, you get a lot thrown at you. And it's just one of those things that you just learn so much. And if you would have told me 10 years ago, all the things that I've gone through in the past 10 years, I would have probably laughed at you. But looking back at it, I wouldn't, you know, trade it for a single day. And it's been a really, I feel lucky to be able to have been a part of, you know, this journey and doing what I'm doing. So,
well, Lorraine, this has been a great discussion on your growing food business empire. Do you have any final points you would like to share?
No, just check us out on freshandlean.com. And if you're ever looking for organic, fresh, ready-to-eat meals, we're the place for you. And we have a great customer service team that can answer any questions you may have.
Lauren Aseo, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. To learn more about Lorraine Aseo and Fresh and Lean, visit freshandlean.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.